Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Good morning, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved and awfully sexy people. Wow, what a webinar we had last night on aging, and some of the stuff that Frank brought in and the channel brought in, pretty darn amazing. If you still want to get it, you can. It's not posted yet, but if you want to sign up for it, go to imdwallace.com and sign up. It's a big $20, guys, and it is chock full of 2 hours of information. I got an email this morning from a gentleman who said, oh my God, you know, I hardly ever learn anything anymore, and I learned so much about myself and what's running my body and running my soul that's running my body. So, yeah, it was a great mixture of medical and spiritual information. Basically, because obviously I'm not going to go into 2 hours of material, but again, it's if you've left your dreams behind, if you don't have a dream, if you don't have a goal, if you aren't excited and passionate about creating something, getting somewhere, doing something, and if you're not taking steps toward that, then you have started the aging process no matter what age you're at. So basically, we look back at the good instead of looking forward to the good. And he said a really interesting thing, Dr. Berdici, not to look at it as anti-aging, but to look at it as health longevity. Wow, did I respond to that, because that, of course, is what all of our work is about, is focusing on the positive, claiming the positive. So let's just come together right now and claim that I am health longevity. Wow, I love that. Sums up the whole thing. Okay, so again, that's at imdwallace.com, along with amazing, amazing other things, webinars and some free stuff, a free pendulum class is on there. It's just a great website to peruse. It has, well, yes, I'm checking this because I didn't want it to egoistically say this if it wasn't true, but it's got all the information on it that you need to create your life in the creation process. Okay, there's a big thing coming in about wholeness again. I'm going to write a big e-blast about it. Again, if you don't receive my email, you probably want to, and you can sign up at imdwallace.com. But this is about, okay, follow this. We have a fear of being part of the whole because others might bring us down. So if I am the whole within me, my fear is that if I interact with you, you're going to bring me down. However, we have to be part of the whole to play with the whole. And being part of the whole doesn't take us up or take us down, but you do have to create yourself in relationship to the whole. I mean, anybody that teaches relationships will tell you that your relationships in this world, along with the beginning relationship with yourself, is the biggest place that you get to define who you are, know who you are, expand who you are, become something different than who you are, accept who you are. That's what relationships do in our life, is they allow us to experience ourselves through the eyes, the interactions, and the feedback of other energy. So if we are holding ourselves back from playing with that energy because we're judging it, then part of us is not playing with the whole, dealing with the whole that's actually going to help us define who we are. So the highest thing to know is I am the whole, all is the whole, and therefore I work with the whole. Now, you can see that that has to affect disease, it has to affect forgiveness, etc. Because if we are in dis-ease of any kind, we have separated from the whole of the spiritual body that we are, from the spiritual soul and spirit that we are, because dis-ease is not a normal, natural part of life, guys. It's a separation. It's a, well, the word they're giving me is a coagulation of energy. Energy gets backed up like a dam, and then it doesn't flow. And flow is what creates money, what creates divine right relationships. Flow is what creates a healthy body and mind. And I want, again, to underline the importance of this information that's come into us. And we are having miraculous results with this, guys, that the more, if you're faced with any kind of health challenge right now, or not, if you don't want to ever be faced with a health challenge, the most positive thing you can do right now is to really know that your body is a spiritual entity. It is the spiritual house that has given itself to you for the journey of experience on this plane. So the more you love it, revere it, respect it, are in awe of it, and please don't cut your body off at the neck when I say your body, because that includes your brain, your soul, your spirit, your heart, and all of your body and bodily functions, is not just something to throw away so you ascend at the end. It is something to honor and be in reverence of while you're on your journey in embodiment. And they give me the picture of the rocket taking off, right? All parts of the rocket have to help it take off. And then at some point on its ascension upwards, part of that rocket falls off. Think of the body in that way. So your body is helping you learn and ascend to a higher place. So let us come together to claim, I honor myself by knowing I am the whole and working with the whole of everything. Because, guys, we need the whole to experience the creation of the whole of us. All right, there's something else coming in that was incredibly interesting to me. It was the information that there were some people out there knowing that they were God and they were in fear that they are a false God. And you know what the commandment says, ye shall have no false gods before me. So if you're believing you're not God and you're a false God and that's hypocrisy, then you can't be. Because according to the commandment, you can't be a false God before the God that you are. So at some point, again, the falseness has to fall away, and you have to define yourself as the God you are, the God of divine love that holds intention, that is the light, that creates out of the light into manifestation. And so it is. Okay. I want to tell you a few places. Wow, the sign-ups for Creation Station, I'm so excited, are rolling in. As you know, if you really want to get to the bottom of everything about you and what's in your way and learn this work inside out, you ought to be at Creation Station. It's June 21st through 23rd. It's available as a streaming option also, but boy, do we have fun here. And it's in my home in Los Angeles, California. I will be in Florida June 15th doing a day workshop. I'm taking myself out. I'm taking my body out there to the world. I've just decided this is what I love to do. And I really want to get out amongst you and teach in person because, well, frankly, I'm pretty dynamic that way. So I'll be in Florida June 15th and on the 16th, if I've got any acting people out there that love me. I hardly ever teach an acting workshop anymore, but I will be teaching it at the same venue on the 16th. You can get all the information on my website, imdwallace.com. And I'm going to be in London July 13th at the College of Psychic Studies. You can call them. You can sign up on my website. So incredibly excited. I hope everybody spreads the word and comes out and supports me in these workshops because I have come forward to the universe to say I'm doing more of these. This is what I'm in love with. And, of course, I'm going to be in Lilydale in upstate New York for several days starting the 9th of August, all that weekend, and doing private sessions in person on the 12th. So a lot of great stuff, a lot of great stuff going on. And I want you all to be a part of it with me. And the commercial's over, but, you know, I'm excited. I'm doing what I'm telling you to do. I'm walking my talk. I'm getting out and creating, and I am expecting the universe, i.e. you and everybody else, to show up. All right, we're going to the calls. Yes, we're going to the calls. All right, and we're going to start with Kathy in Maryland. Hi, baby.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm flying after last night. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I'm pretty good.
Good. What can I help you with?
Anything.
Well, no, you need a direction. You need a question. You need to know. Yep. Let me know what you want.
Okay. I'd like to be a healer. Am I?
Anybody can be a healer.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just go over the creation process with you, Kathy. So you want to be a healer. Now you have to commit to it. You have to say, I am a healer, before you actually are. Do you understand why?
No.
Okay. All my work is based on the I am principle. God said, I am that I am. I am not God unless I say I'm God. And that is why people, most of the healing world has it backwards. That's really the premise of affirmations, except people don't understand it. You must commit and claim that I am this. And then, once you've committed to it, the world will rush forward to support you in the creation of that.
Okay.
So do you know what kind of modality you're interested in?
Well, right now I'm a Reiki master.
Uh-huh.
But I want to take this. I'm going to take this class next month for quantum healing, angel healing.
Uh-huh.
But I guess I want to do a mix of things with it.
Okay, so claim that, because that's possible. Create your own modality. You see, people ask me all the time, where did your work come from? It came from the channel. This isn't anybody else's work that I do. This is my work. Okay. You can have your work, but not if you limit yourself into thinking it has to be labeled a certain thing.
Okay.
Okay? So keep your mind open to all possibilities, and I mean that for everybody listening in any venue of work that you are doing, in anything. You see, why all of these workshops are starting to break open for me is that I was waiting for somebody else to invite me to do one. And I had limited the creation of workshops because I thought, well, somebody should invite me to do one of their own, of theirs. And all of a sudden, you know, I said, no, I'm just committed to doing workshops. And the channel said, well, go create some then.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want you to see how kind of subconsciously we limit ourselves without even knowing that we do. So in the world of all possibilities, what is everything that you want to put together so that you can serve others in the empowerment of their own healing?
Right.
Okay?
There's so many healing modalities and different modalities out there that sometimes it gets confusing.
Well, not if you go to your heart.
Okay.
Your heart will tell you very clearly what you're pulled toward and what you resonate with.
Okay.
Just keep in mind, everybody, you are not here to fix or save anybody. You are here to empower them in their own creation. And so it is. Thank you, baby, for that call.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what was that, Kathy? Yeah, okay.
No, I said, yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
What? Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it was great, what you just told me.
Okay, but what I want you to hear,
yes,
is what we heard. So you want to be clear to put out to the universe vibrationally what you want also. So is there a difference to you in, yeah, okay, and yes, okay, got it.
Yes, okay, I got it.
Okay, because the universe, I want you to be that excited when you think about going out to do this thing that you want to do. Do you understand? The universe, okay, the universe is going to respond to you from your vibration even more than your words.
Okay.
So give me a woohoo, Kathy.
Woohoo, yes, I'm
Thank
excited.
You. Okay, baby, bye. Well, she brought forward a lot of stuff for everybody. Hey, Alicia, how you doing?
Hey, fruity, juicy, sexy mama.
Yes, I am. I'm the juicy, fruity mama. What's up?
I think I need a SmackDown motivation. And I love what you're saying so far. And the last week and a half, the calls have been unbelievable.
Thank you.
So
why aren't you getting it, Alicia?
I don't know. I can't get
I really want to speak to that because that's what brought in all this work about the I am the whole within the whole. Because I've been working with this young lady and I said, you know, I'm over it. You should be seeing a lot more manifestation in your life by now and I want to know why. And it was because she was judging the whole and guarding herself so that the whole couldn't play with her. And that's what you're doing. So tell me how you're doing it.
Well, what I think is in my brain, I'm scared to death of marketing. I get all excited, and I understand I have to get
why?
Out there. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Okay, well, yes, you do. Claim that you do know, or you can't know.
Okay.
You know that.
You know, I do know. I do know.
Okay, so they're screaming the word trust to me?
Oh.
Okay, so you're not marketing because you don't trust people to respond. And that's what's keeping you from doing it. But people can't respond to you if they don't frickin' know you're out there, woman. And so if they're going to respond to you, you've got to market yourself. And I'm going to tell you what somebody told me because I have walked this talk, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up to me after a workshop and she said, D. Wallace, do you know that you're sinning? And I thought, oh, my God, I've got a religious zealot here. I said, but I try and stay open and not go into judgment. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, because you've got the truth. You know the truth. And then you get to the end and you go, yeah, my stuff's all over there if you want to buy it. Do you know that that is sinning? If you don't market yourself and you don't come forward and tell people, I've got the truth, I've got the answer, and here are my books, the truth is in my books, and here are these 17 CD sets, and if you listen to these, you will get the creation process hands down. If you don't come forward, then you are ripping people off from the truth. Now, I pass that along to you because, you see, not marketing yourself, guys, is your ego. And you think if you market yourself, it's your ego. But not marketing yourself is going, well, I'm so freaking special, I have to protect myself, and I don't want you to hurt me, so I'm not going to put me out there. You see, can you... You must shift your perspective from I'm just doing this to make a shitload of money to I've got a service, I've got a truth, I've got a way to move people in their lives. I have a way to empower them in their lives, and it is my duty and my honor to get it out in this world. My Baptist preacher has spoken, Alicia. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm talking to everybody out there, whatever you do. You see, guys, it's not what you do that changes this world. It's the vibration that you are, and you take that into anything you do. So get your bloody selves out there in the world and start playing with the whole, because that is how we're going to expand exponentially right now. Go play with the whole. Of course, it's always fun to play with yourself, too. And on that note, I'll say goodbye. Bye,
love
sweetheart.
You,
thank you. All right, Steve, what's up?
Oh, my God. So much stuff. I really regretted having to produce, be the producer last night and not take the call. But someone walked into the show last night I had not seen in 12 or 15 years. And she said, you've been frozen in time. You look exactly the same. How did you do that? And I think I had my colorist even then, so that's not an explanation. But a lot of stuff around honor coming up. And the whole thing is perfect because she said, you are a wonderful comic. How come you don't do stand-up a lot? And I said, well, you know what? I'm not honored by the profession, so I choose to do other
stuff. Oh, Jesus. Aren't we over that one yet, Steve?
Well, I thought I was.
That's exactly the part of not playing with the whole. And by the way, you know that you are, and I know you heard my show on Monday night.
Yes.
Where I told the story of me sitting at the table going into all my financial story with this guy that I had a date with, and I stopped in the middle and I said, you know, I have to tell you, everything I just said to you is horseshit. That's my story. That's not the truth of what my life is now, and you just told me your horseshit, Steve. And you said it to her.
I know. I told you.
All right. Well, then when are you going to stop saying it?
And start, right now.
Okay. And start honoring the truth of you, which is your bloody talented, wonderful actor stand-up. Go play with the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be a part of the whole that you're saying doesn't want you. And the whole doesn't want you because you're saying it doesn't.
Right, I'm a snob, and I reject the whole.
That's right. Bingo. And we call it fear, and we call it, well, the world isn't a safe place, and we call it all this stuff. But really, it's us saying, you know what, you're not good enough for me, so I'm going to come up with all these excuses why I'm not going to get out there and play with you.
Well, you know, last night on stage, this guy was, I was wearing a really tight T-shirt, and this guy was whispering homophobic slurs to me. And for a second, my energy stopped, and I went, fuck that. He's not going to do that to me. I'll do my show even bigger. And I don't think it was a millisecond, and I don't think anybody else knew my energy stopped, but I fixed it right away.
Yes, you did. And now, guys, I want us to realign our energy out of joy instead of anger.
Right. Absolutely.
That I don't have to feel like you're against me in order to come forward and show up for myself and create myself.
Yep.
Okay? Because that's part of judging the whole, Steve, is, you know, screw you, I can do it anyway. We want to, oh, wow, I'm just going to create me as big and great and fabulous and fun as I want to just because I'm creating me, not because I'm judging the whole and going, I'll show you.
No, absolutely.
You understand? Okay. So around everything we've talked about so far in the show today, guys, let's balance it. They're screaming at me. With an open heart, everybody open your heart because we're talking about some big, important stuff here. We're claiming I am divine love. We're invoking the symbol that expands that out exponentially through all time and space continuum, and so it is. Thank you, darling, for that call.
Oh, you're welcome. I
love you. Okay, and we're going to Reva in Pasadena. Hi, baby.
Woohoo and OMG.
Yeah, I know.
Well, first of all, just keep listening to these shows. Put them on, listen, claim I get it, I got it, I am it, whatever it takes, because let me just tell you, they have been off the charts. Last night was brilliant. There's a line in a Pitbull song that says, I'm genius. I mean brilliant. And I love that.
Yeah, that's it. We're claiming that.
I'm
absolutely claiming that. You got something we need to address here today?
I do.
Thank you for that little commercial, by the way.
Yes. Let me see if I can just nutshell this. I spoke at a women's AA meeting yesterday. So when I walk in, I always say, whatever I need to say, whoever needs to hear it, whatever it is, just speak it. So I just let it flow. And if you don't think that this work can be brought into any place in your life, think again and then know differently. Because I had, one woman said, well, it's just so hard. So after the meeting, I said, can I suggest that perhaps you claim easy and effortless, quiet, simple? And so I just kind of brought the new statement in. And then someone else said, oh, I'm so hormonal, and that's why I'm so sensitive. And I said, may I suggest that my hormones are the most powerful thing about me, and they're all balanced and good. And these women just went, whoa.
Yeah.
So
basically,
I just want
Reva, good for you. What you were saying is, can I suggest you think in the positive and stop giving yourself a reason why you're screwed up?
Yes.
You know, and that's what we're doing. We're being tough love with ourselves and our loved ones, and you are my loved ones. You know that. And a lot of times I'm tough love with you because the other way doesn't work. And I'm here in service, as you were, taking this out into your talking. And thank you. That's what I want. I want people to take the work out. That was the whole intention for this. That's
right.
Why I do two weekends at a third of the price that everybody else does it, because I want people to learn how to do exactly what you're doing. So
yes,
thank you.
And there's a part in what I speak on as far as the God of me and bringing that into that work. There's a part in the big book that says, and get that the great reality is deep within you, and they capitalize great and reality. And that's another claim of you are God.
Absolutely. Whether you call it the great reality, the force from Star Wars, divine love, you know, it is the energy that is all thought and all possibility, and you're it. So thank you, baby.
So I wanted to share that. Thank you. I love you, and woohoo.
And woohoo, and yippee. Thanks, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right, Leslie in Maryland, you're on. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I would love it if you could help me out with what's going on with my health / career. It's two things together. So
actually, no.
Okay.
It's based in the same thing. Because, guys, as you do anything, you do everything. If there's a belief or a belief system in place, it runs across every subject in your life. So they don't even want you to talk about it. They want to give you what it is. So hang on. We're claiming the symbol, I Am Divine Love, sheets, book. Give me a song, baby.
I've been working on the railroad.
Okay. It's struggle. It's the belief that creation has to be struggle. Highest, most correct, most complete. So you speak to that now. Why do you think you have to work really hard to create a healthy body?
I don't know how to answer that question.
I'm going to your mom. What did your mom teach you about health and wellness?
Well, she thinks in the very physical kind of way that most don't. We have a very different perspective on health.
Well, your little
the
girl
doesn't. The
doctors
and all that kind of stuff and everything by the book.
Okay.
And I never.
What I'm saying to you is your little girl, that's the model that she looked at when she was growing up. So your little girl is really in fear that if you leave that belief system, you are not going to be healthy, and that's the very thing that's creating the turmoil within your own body because you're fighting yourself. The little girl that says, no, it's got to be doctors and pills, and your higher self going, no, it has to be my direction and my knowing, and so you're fighting you within yourself.
Okay. Well, I do. I think I do that with the health variety, not with the allopathic version. But I've been feeling just a lot of fatigue, and they found out I have an irregular heart thing, and I don't even know if what's significant. But I'm finding it difficult to move forward.
That's a true statement.
And I have a professional organizing business, and I'm like, kind of, do I move ahead with that? Do I move ahead with something more creative? I feel stuck, and the fatigue that has been happening sort of keeps throwing a monkey wrench, and maybe
okay,
I'm not listening.
But, Leslie, all right, yeah. Picture yourself down on the floor.
Okay.
And four big guys are holding you down, and you keep trying to get up, and you keep trying to get up, and you keep trying to get up, and you keep trying to get up. You're going to get pretty tired, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. That's why you're stuck. And that's why I'm trying to tell you that you are fighting you. You're the one that's on the floor, but you're also the one that's holding you on the floor. So what you need, what's the highest thing you need to be free is the highest question we can ask. So we're claiming the symbol, I Am Divine Love, sheets. But give me a song, please.
I can't think of one. Just something flowing. That's the
okay.
That's
well,
the feeling.
That's all you need. Because when energy flows and when you're totally open to allowing yourself, accepting yourself to be exactly who you are, then everything flows and your exhaustion falls away. It's not a normal state to be exhausted. Now, are you tired more in the mornings than the rest of the day, or are you tired all the time?
It just seems to come inexplicably, you know. I don't know.
Okay.
Some morning, sometimes they, and I just can't figure, you know, it just happens.
Because I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
So if you think that you need to go get some tests, then you need to. But I'm getting that it's not physical, that it's energetic, and it's just literally the fact that you're holding yourself back. So you need to get up every morning and claim, I am the flow, and I'm going to allow myself to flow in every area of my life. Where are you having, other than your fatigue, where is the physical problem? Are there any other physical problems?
It's just feeling not right. You know, I just feel off. And I tend to doctor myself with trying to, well, I'll take this supplement, I'll try this, I'll try that. And it's like, it's getting to the point where I've been to a cardiac guy and he says there's something going on with my heart, but nothing, you know, it's like an arrhythmia, a type of arrhythmia. And,
okay, so tell, you see, this is exactly what I mean, and you're not getting what I'm saying.
Okay.
You're doing the same thing your mother does with Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
Instead of going in and loving your body and feeling the magnificence of your body and going, I know that you know my magnificent being so much more than I do. Bring my heart into balance. Tell my pituitary, I am allowing everything to flow now so that every part of my body gets the message it can work together in perfect harmony and flow. Talk to your body. Do what you know. Don't just start taking something else and call it homeopathic and think that's better than what your mom's doing.
Okay.
Work on your energy, and then if you need assistance from an outside force because you're directing your own health, then you will know what to do. But I can tell you what the channel is saying is you're not taking steps in your creation. What, think of something that you want to create and go start creating it. That's the best way to open up energy for flow.
Okay.
Take the first step, baby. Start creating because then you won't be stuck. Do something.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that call. That was really good discernment for all of us. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. And that's for everybody. Every single one of you, get your batukuses up today and get out there and take some action and start the flow happening. Hi, Karen in Toronto. What's up, baby?
Good morning, Mary. It's a marvelous, mega, wonderful day.
Indeed it is. How are you?
You show up every time I need a kick in my butt. I'm so grateful.
Well, you show up to get it, baby. So,
okay. I heard you Monday afternoon after allowing the situation of all situations that put me in a point. And after I listened to you, I was like, okay, I love myself so much now that it is time for me to allow my body to reflect perfect sight and vision, perfect hearing, because that's my birthright. I can Band-Aid and rationalize and work around this forever. I can hold on to my mom's dictionary or I can move forward. And I'm just so ready now to put down all the barriers and put my body. Now, don't mistake me. I love my body. I have survived things.
Yeah, but
that
I want
make
you to
me...
finish. I want you to finish what you were going to say. I love my body, but what came after the but? Because that's what's screwing you up.
But I believe there's a part of me, the core belief involved has to do with my feeling that if I'm whole, I won't have a family, because that's what I've been told since I was a child, that God would never hear me, that no one's going to love me, that I would never, ever be able to take care of myself. And so what happens is I'll create a wonderful opportunity, and I'll create a sabotage around my hearing and vision at the same time.
Well, okay, so stop it. You already have your own answer, but you're not taking the steps to correct it. And that
what does that mean?
Keeps coming in to all the private sessions that I'm doing. Guys, we know this. We know it, but we're not doing it. We're not living it.
I don't know how.
Sure you do. You just told me that you know that whenever you create an amazing opportunity, you use the excuse of your hearing and your sight to say, I can't do it. So don't use that anymore as your excuse. Because then it becomes about everybody else, and that's why you can't do it, and the world, and blah, 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 blah. And it's really just you, Karen.
I understand that.
Okay.
I think I got to finish listening to you on Monday, and called my former production assistant who lives in Texas, still stateside, and she said, maybe it's time for you to stop wearing that damaged data at all.
Maybe it's time what?
To stop. I have a hearing aid that's been broken for a long time, and it's one of those things that it's a part of the bandage because it doesn't function well, and it was never supposed to function well.
Well, get
but
one
I
that
got
does.
It huh?
Get one that does.
Well, she told me to just stop. She goes, are you ready to just stop wearing it at all? Are you brave
only
enough to stop?
If you can hear well enough to go create your dreams. And if you're not, and you're going to keep using the thing, the excuse that I can't hear, then you've got to get something that enables you to hear. Because you're using that now to limit yourself, and you must not do that anymore.
What enables me to hear is my hearing being normal. I don't want another Band-Aid, because the Band-Aid says you're not divine enough to heal yourself.
That's not true. That's not true. And that
well,
is where most of us, see, again, you are not playing with the whole of the whole when you're doing that. So what I'm saying is work on yourself energetically, yes. Know that you can hear. Know that your ears can be healed. And while you are doing that, get something that allows you to function with the whole as the whole in this world, no matter what you have to do, so that you can keep creating and get on with your life.
I don't understand how the two things are synonymous, because in my mind, in my personal story, and I don't mistake me, I realize everybody's story is unique,
but
those kind of Band-Aids,
it's
are
not
so
okay.
Rooted
you're going
in
to have to change. You've got to change that belief. If you're going to move and get unstuck, you have to change that belief. That's like saying, okay, a guy that comes back from the war and had his leg blown off shouldn't use the quote unquote Band-Aid of a prosthesis leg so that he can get out and walk and be active in the world that he wants to be active in. That's what you're saying to me, and that's not
well,
a truth.
Well, no, not necessarily. It's like, why does what I want have to involve a Band-Aid?
Why do you have to insist on calling it a Band-Aid instead of something that has been created by a creative person to assist you in hearing better so that you can get out and function in the world?
See, that's what I'm not conveying clearly. That's
okay.
Not what the aid does for me. It distorts sound. It makes things louder.
Yes,
it makes
I understand. I understand, Karen, and I'm saying then get one that doesn't. And we have to move on, but that
I
keep asking if there's anything else to ask, and there's no. So that's the answer. You've got to be open to thinking about it and sitting with it now and working with that information from the channel. Okay, baby?
Yes,
thank
mommy.
You for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, guys, we keep arguing for our limitations. We get to keep them. I want you to look at the world and the world of you and go, no matter what, how can I? No matter what, how can I? How can I? How can I? I'm committed to this. How can I? All right, we're going to Brian in New Jersey.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm good, baby. And you?
I'm doing great. I've been putting into practice what we talked about last week. Last week I spoke about having blood sugar issues.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, really focusing on the idea of, you know, talking with my pituitary and having it direct, you know, hormones where they need to go and communication, you know, with the pancreas and all the other appropriate organs. Results are paying off.
Really?
They really are. I've been testing my blood sugar daily, and I've been watching the number drop. You know, first thing in the morning is usually when it's highest, when it's supposed to be lowest, and that's actually going lower than it needs to be, which is really good.
Oh, Brian, this is great testimony. Thank you, sweetheart, for letting us know about this.
You're very, very, very welcome, and thank you for that.
And are you working with a doctor with this also?
I am working with a doctor.
Good.
As well as nutritionists and whatnot. So we're all kind of on board to make sure I'm doing the right things. And,
good.
Yeah, you know, but
good.
But I think the difference really is, you know, we spoke about, you know, not judging or not looking for the sources outside of my body but within.
Yes.
I mean, it's all important, but, you know, because it's all related. But, you know, without one, the other's not really going to help as much, I find.
That's right, because it's us working with the whole.
Exactly.
And that's the theme of this entire – this is an incredibly powerful show today, guys. And it's all about not judging anything within us or outside of us, but using everything to work in the togetherness of the whole of us.
Absolutely. I've been thinking about that, too, and I came to another interesting revelation yesterday, too. You know, religiously, I would say that I'm a recovering Catholic. Had a Catholic upbringing, and just somehow the theories just didn't sit right with me. However, I've always tried to go back and look for the truth in all things, and suddenly this whole idea of the body as a spiritual entity suddenly clicked in. Wait a minute. That is what they're talking about with the Holy Trinity.
Yes, that's true.
It just hit me like, wow, okay. So there's the truth in that aspect of it.
They just never told us it was us.
Right, exactly.
They told us it had to be outside of us, and that's the re-educating we've been doing in this work for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
So
exactly.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that forward. I get you're absolutely right about that.
Fantastic.
And you go right. Love that little person in the background.
yeah, it's my
thank
little
you,
son.
Thank you, Brian.
You're
thank
very
you
welcome,
for,
Dee. Take
yeah,
care.
Yeah, for letting us know.
You're great.
Amazing. And I'm telling you again, I have had amazing results with working with this loving the body as a spiritual being. I urge all of you to focus on that. Cameron in Washington, what's up, baby cakes?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Ivy.
Hey, I'm so happy to finally be talking to you. You've been doing a lot of emailing, and I thank you so much for responding. I would like to talk a little bit more about the concept of the false God, because I'm not sure I get it yet.
Okay, well, I'm not a religious scholar, but I do know that very famous quote, "You shall have no false gods before me," which in the olden days meant a lot of statues, you know, golden images. We've taken that into meaning money, right? But what this person brought forward, and then a few people afterwards in the privates, was the belief that we ourselves were false gods. We're not the real God. We're not the God that creates. Mm-hmm. We're lower than God. We have an ego, and so that makes us a false god. So a lot of this work is based on claiming that you are the God of you. No one can think a thought or hold a perspective for you other than you. But if there is that old-time religion fear in there that you are a false god and that's blasphemous, then gives you a reason to turn against yourself in the creation of yourself, because subconsciously you will believe that you are a false god and cannot come forward for yourself in your own creation. Does that help?
It does. When you said the word blasphemous, it does.
Yeah.
And when you wrote about this in an email to me, and I was talking to you about my daughter, so I'm the mother of the daughter with the seizures.
Yeah.
And you wrote that she needs to love the God that she isn't.
Yes, which is similar to what I'm talking about here. She's in huge judgment of herself, Cameron.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't deserve to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family plays into the dynamic, but I don't want to get into that on the show because it's really complicated. Mm-hmm. But basically, the more you can teach her, encourage her show her the God of her that she is, and that she can love herself and know that she's special in this world, then a lot of these things can turn around. But she is, well, the words I'm being given right now is she is seizing against herself.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Her seizures are, well, and now they're saying somebody mentioned heart, electrical heart things that have come up on the show several times in the last two or three shows.
Mm-hmm.
So remember the statement, the masculine, hold on, where are my sheets? We're just going to claim this around all the seizures against us, the electrical fallouts like the electrical heart charges that people are talking about and the palpitations and all that. We are claiming, I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, child and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Now listen, within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole, within the hole, also known as the brain, I invoke the rays, flames, lights, the golden light. I am whole. I am God. I am the true God that I am, and so it is. So I want you guys to look at those words, and these are my sheets that I work with that you get with the Balance podcast if you take that on the IMD Wallace. The electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within the hole, also known as the brain. But I want you to also understand that according to Rampha, the brain is your heart, your mind, your brain, your soul, your spirit, all working as one. When we work in the totality of the whole and know that we are the whole within the whole, that is the brain. And that's all the information that's coming in right now around, I don't question it. I just know when I do the statements, they give me life changes. So I would do the statements and see her. The more you see her as beautiful and loving, the more she can see herself that way. But she's judging herself and seizing against herself for the false God that she is, because she thinks a lot of this stuff that's gone in it is her fault and she's responsible for it, which is no guilt trip on you,
mm-hmm.
because that's her own creation, Cameron, okay?
Yeah, and yes, I understand that she is on her own journey and she's making these choices. I mean, she's only 13, and yet I know at some point, conscious or subconscious level, she is deciding this. And I just keep asking myself, what can I, as her mother, just do? So thank
love
you.
Her. And love her
yeah.
unconditionally. And yeah. whomever can support her in learning how fabulous and amazing she is, that's who you want to go to.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, guys, really, isn't that what we're asking of all of us? How amazing am I? How amazing am I? How amazing am I? My intention every morning is to get up and experience the magnificence of who I am. That's the true God of who we are, is the love and the magnificence and the sparkly heart, right? Tell your heart to be a sparkly heart, a happy heart, a joyful heart. Just envision your heart sparkling with joy. These are the things that are going to turn everything around for you. And I want you to know, if you want to make it the simplest way possible, every time you feel good, every time you're happy, every time you love yourself, you are creating health, money, wellness, and divine right relationships. So don't worry, be happy. There's a lot to be said for that. So play. Go play in the world. Quit judging it, accept it, and go play in the greatness of the wholeness that you get to play in as the wholeness of you. Throw caution to the wind, they're saying, and go play. Go be joyous in this amazing day that you made. Please join me on all my fabulous, incredible adventures. You can still get the aging webinar. It's not too late. You can sign up for it at IamDWallace.com. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves. Oh, my goodness. Love yourselves as much as you can love yourselves, guys. That's the key to everything. And I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at IamDWallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.